At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice. Today, I'm honored to be joined by Brian Fleeson, chairperson of the Mars Apple Fest. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Brian, the Mars Apple Fest is now run by the Rich Mar Rotary Satellite Club, and we thought it'd be a great time to bring you on. We know your passion for Rotary is well deep in your family. Why not share more about that club and Apple Fest? So why don't we get into it and let's talk more about getting to know the Richmond Rotary Satellite Club.
Sure. You know, as you're a member of the main club or the big club, as we like to call it. And there's a lot of people in the community that there that are interested in joining Rotary, but simply can't make that Wednesday at noon meeting. And so what we've started is a satellite club where we meet in the evenings. We're meeting now once a month. And we meet at a local bar at Willie's Tavern, and we're focused on doing more community service events than actual fundraising.
And since you're once a month, which is a lot less of a commitment of trying to make three or four meetings a month, that has to help people out.
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't have a, you know, concrete set meeting time. At the end of each meeting, we try to get our next meeting scheduled, you know, based on who's available on what days and what times.
If people are interested in becoming members of the Satellite Club, is there a certain place to find out more information, or where do you direct people if they're interested?
We do have a Facebook page, and I believe it's just titled, you know, the Satellite Club of Richmond Rotary, and they can find some information there.
What are some of the projects that your club's been able to participate in or host on their own?
We've been pretty active with the Lighthouse Foundation. You know, they're a local food bank, and they also own some properties in Butler that we help maintain whenever they need work done there. We recently, just this past weekend, went down to the north side with the Mission from Mars, who works through the Light of Life mission down there to provide lunch for people who are living on the north side and also provide them with some warm clothing for the upcoming winter.
Oh, no, that's amazing. And I know that, you know, your club has been very instrumental in, you know, some of these projects, and Light of Life has been, you know, something near and dear, and Tunjokin, you know, rest in peace. But I know that was something near and dear to his heart. So now that we've talked about the Richmond Rotary Club Satellite Club, why don't we talk about Mars Apple Fest, which, sure, you know, is now in its 36th year. And I think more people would love to learn more about it.
Yeah, I mean, we're happy to have it again. You know, we weren't able to host it last year because it's a huge public event. And so we were pretty excited that we got to go ahead to schedule it again this year. And we're looking forward to a good turnout.
When is it being held this year?
It's on October 2nd, and it takes place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And yeah, I'm guessing since the title says Mars Apple Fest, we're in downtown Mars?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all along Grand Avenue and on Pittsburgh Street.
What all can people expect to find at Apple Fest?
A lot of vendor booths. We have a lot of people coming in providing information or trying to sell crafts or whatever they have. And we are expecting about 150 vendors this year. So we should have the streets packed.
150 vendors. Holy smokes. That's impressive.
We were looking at a pretty small turnout until recently. Within the last couple months, I think people started to decide that this event is going to happen and they would like to participate in it again this year. And so we're looking at being just as busy as every past year we've had it.
That's incredible. Are you collecting anything to help another nonprofit organization? Money?
We're doing a sock collection for the Light of Life and the Mission from Mars.
Perfect. And you know, where would you like people to drop off goods?
We're going to have our booth set up right in front of the bank, and we'll have a collection box right there. And if they want, they can bring some nice warm socks and we'll pass those along for them.
Perfect. And I can't forget to ask, I'm sure you have some great entertainment planned. Do you have bands, you know, music in general, or what's going on during the day?
We have a couple bands lined up. Dizzy Woosh is a popular act around here. We have the men's choir. We have a young man playing guitar. And we also have a team doing a hula hoop demonstration.
Ooh, that sounds entertaining.
One of their acts involves fire, so I'm a little curious to see what this is.
I can't wait to see that one. Brian, anything else that you'd like to share with us about Applefest today?
I just think it's a great event. You know, it's everybody loves a street fair, and I like that we're able to hold this event that draws people into our little town of Mars, and they become aware of the businesses that exist there, and people also trying to operate their own business in the Mars area.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Brian, we wish you and the rest of the Satellite Club the best of luck on Saturday, October 2nd, as we hope for great weather and a great overall turnout.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Please visit the MarsAppleFest.com website for more information, and we will also share the information for the Richmar Rotary Club Facebook page also for additional information. For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news! All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
Armstrong has long been a part of your community. Our local team is comprised of your neighbors, friends, and family members, all working hard to bring you the fastest fiber optic experience and unmatched customer care. When you support Armstrong, you're supporting your local community.